Then we'll just ask the Lord's blessing and help. Father, we do approach thee. We give thanks for the beautiful sunshine this morning. We've heard that in England it's sunny, and we thank thee that it's the same sun that we're looking at and enjoying here. And we think of how the Bible even speaks about the circuit of the sun and how that it rises. And though it is the earth rotating, yet there is a sense in which every horizon is brightened by the coming sun. And then every sky is darkened by the setting sun. And we know that when it comes to the Lord Jesus, his circuit is one that is far more glorious, it is eternal. And yet there was a sense in which he rose upon this earth when he appeared the first time. And then we think of that glorious sunset. There is none more beautiful than the sunset at Calvary when he gave his life a ransom for many. And yet we thank thee, there is a glorious sunrise yet coming. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And that bright and morning star, we give thanks for the blessings of the sun, the S-O-N, that we've come to appreciate and trust. And we would ask for thy blessing today and help just to speak a word in the gospel, and for Teresa, help also interpreting. We just pray for all upon the call, and some who are not, we would commit them to thee with the different challenges and needs. And we would pray that some that are struggling to get on even now, perhaps they will be able to get on shortly. We would look to thee for the weekend here with the conference and ask thee to give help in all of the traveling, preserve and keep in every aspect, and help in the spiritual and physical needs of the conference, we pray, as we would look to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're going to read in two places today. The first one is found in Genesis chapter 4. And Genesis chapter 4, and that would be verse 10, Genesis chapter 4 and verse 10. It's really just a question here. It's the words of Cain to God, and then God speaking back to him with this question. Genesis 4 and 10 says, "Where is Abel, thy brother?" And he said, "I am not," that's in verse 9, "am I my brother's keeper?" Then verse 10, and he said, "What hast thou done?" That's what it says in this version. What have you done? "The voice of your brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." So we'll ask Teresa to read that now.
Babasahin po natin ang nabanggit po ni David sa Genesis 4 and 10. Kung ating pong bubuksan ng ating Biblia sa Genesis 4 and 10, sa Tagalog po, "At sinabi niya, anong iyong ginawa? Ang tinig ng dugo ng iyong kapatid ay dumadaing sa akin mula sa lupa."
Now we're going to turn to the book of Mark, chapter 7, and we're going to read verses 32 to 37, but focus on verse 37. And they bring unto him one, this is Genesis, or Mark chapter 7, rather, verse 32. "And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand on him. He took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit on his and touched his tongue, and looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying," and this is what I would really like to focus on, "he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak."
Basahin po natin sa Mark 7, verse 32 to 35. Pero pagtutuunan po natin ang pansin ang verse 37. So verse 32 po, "At tinala nila sa kanya ang isang bingi at utal, at ipinamanhik nila sa kanya kanyang ipatong ang kanyang kamay sa kanya." Verse 33, "At siya'y inihiwalay niya ng bukod sa karamihan, at isinuot ang kanyang mga daliri sa mga tenga niya, at siya'y lumura at hinipo ang kanyang dila. 34. At pagkatingala sa langit, ay siya'y nagbuntong hininga. At sinabi sa kanya, Ephphatha, sa makatuwid bagay mabuksan. 35. At nangabuksan ang kanyang mga pakinig, at nakalag ang tali sa kanyang dila. At siya'y nakapagsalitang malinaw. 36. At ipinagbilin niya sa kanila na kanino mang tao ay huwag nilang sabihin. Ngunit kung kailan lalong ipinagbabawal niya sa kanila, ay lalo naman kanilang ibinabantog. 37. At sila'y nangagtataka na di kawasa na nagsasabi, mabuti ang pagkagawa niya sa lahat ng mga bagay. Kanyang binibigyang pakinig pati ng mga bingi at pinagpagsasalita ang mga pipi.
Thank you, Teresa. So today, I just want to focus on these two things that we've highlighted from the readings today that we've had.
At ngayong araw na po, mabigyan po natin ng tuunang pansin ang mga dalawa po nating nais pagtuunan ni Kuya David. Yung dalawa po ay yung sa Genesis 4:10 at sa Mark 7:37.
In Genesis 4:10, it's a question to a man that had sinned. And the question is from God, what have you done?
As Genesis 4:10, ito po ay katanungan sa isang tao na ang sinasabi ng Diyos sa kanya, ano ang iyong ginawa?
In the book of Mark chapter 7, it is the idea of the people and they are saying, he has done all things well.
At sa Mark 7 naman po ay ito'y mga idea ng mga tao at kanilang sinasabi niya na mabuti ang pagkakagawa niya sa lahat.
So the first question goes out to the sinner, but the second statement is about the Savior.
At ang una pong binanggit po natin, ang unang pasalita po ay tungkol sa isang makasalanan at ang pangalawa pong pasalita ay tungkol sa mga sa kaligtasan o sa nagligtas.
It's interestingly a very similar question to the first person who ever sinned and what God asked her.
At ito po yung pagtutuunan natin ng pagkakatulad ng ginawa ng isang tao ng kasalanan at kung ano ang kanyang magagawa.
After Eve, Cain's mother had disobeyed God, God also asked her, what is this that you have done?
At nung si Eva po ay nagkasala o nagkasala sa paningin ng Diyos, tinanong din po siya ng Diyos na sinasabi, ano ang iyong ginawa?
And now her very first son born into the world, he also hears from God, what have you done?
At narinig din po ng kanyang ang kanyang panganay na lalaki at tinanong din siya ng Diyos kung ano ang iyong ginawa.
So, for our consideration today, what had they done?
At sa ating pagbubulay-bulayan sa araw na ito o pag-iisipan, ano kaya ang kanilang ginawa?
Because God never asks this question needlessly.
Dahil hindi naman po kailangan tanungin ito ng Diyos.
Nor did he ask this question heartlessly. He cares.
Gayun din po, hindi niya po ito tinatanong sa mga tao na hindi niya pinagtutuunan ng pansin.
He asks this question because he knows what the sinner has done, but he wants them to admit it.
Tinanong nga po ng Diyos ang ganitong katanungan dahil alam niya po ang alam na po ng Diyos ang ginawa, ngunit gusto po ng Diyos marinig ng Diyos na mula manggagaling ito mula sa kanila.
When the sinner admits what they have done, then they admit what they are, a sinner in the sight of God.
Sorry, David, I didn't catch that.
When a sinner admits what they have done, they admit what they are in the sight of God, a sinner.
At kung ang makasalanan po ay tatanggapin ang kanyang pagkakasala, ay alam po ng Diyos na alam niya po ng Diyos na ito'y makasalanang tao at makikita po ito sa kalooban ng tao na siya'y makasalanan.
And that is extremely important because the Bible says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At ito po'y napaka-importante sa lahat na maisip or matutunan ng tao dahil sinasabi po na ang Diyos po ay nagkatawang tao upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
So I said we were going to talk about what they had done. Let's talk about that now.
So ating pong pagtutuunan ng pansin kung ano ang ginawa ng mga tao at ating pong itong pag-uusapan ngayon.
What had Eve done? She simply had disobeyed God's word.
Ano ba ang ginawa ni Eva? At ito po'y napakasimple. Ito po ang kanyang pag-disobey sa kasalanan o sa salita ng Diyos.
Pagsuway.
Yun po, pagsuway sa salita ng Diyos.
What had Cain done? He had murdered his brother.
Ano nga ba ang ginawa na Cain? Pinatay niya nga po ang kanyang sariling kapatid.
You might say, well, those are tremendous opposites. One is disobedience, one is murder.
Maaaring masasabi po natin na ito'y magkaiba. Yung isa po ay nagsuway o sumuway at yung isa po ay nagpumatay.
And maybe today you would say, surely those are not the same.
At maaaring masasabi natin, oo nga, hindi nga ito parehas.
But in the sight of God, they share this similarity, this likeness. They are both sin.
Ngunit po sa paningin ng Diyos, ito po ay walang pagkakaiba. Parehas po itong kasalanan.
And sin is against the nature of God, and He has to deal with it.
At ang kasalanan nga po ay hindi at tinatanggap ng Diyos, hindi po ito hindi po ito karakter ng Diyos, hindi niya po ito na tinatanggap sa kanya.
So bringing it down to our audience today, you have committed sins the same as these two have done, and God would ask you, what have you done?
At ating pong tatanungin ng mga nanonood o nakikinig sa araw na ito, maaaring masabi po natin na tayo pong lahat ay nagkasala at tatanungin din tayo ng Diyos, ano ang iyong ginawa? Ano ang iyong kasalanan?
You may never have committed murder, although you may have thought about committing murder in your heart.
Maaaring di nga po tayo pumatay o hindi kayo pumatay, ngunit masasabi natin na maaaring sa ating isipan o sa ating puso, gusto nating pumatay.
But every single one of us have certainly at least disobeyed God's word.
Ngunit isa po sa atin na maaaring tayo pong lahat ay sumuway sa salita ng Diyos.
So that the question of God to Cain actually comes right into my own little earlobe. What have I done in the sight of God that is sin?
Kaya nga po ang katanungan ng Diyos sa sa buhay o sa kay Cain ay maaaring narinig niya sa kanyang tenga at sinasabi, Cain, ano ang iyong ginawa?
That's a really important question, because if you don't face the fact that you're a sinner, you cannot be saved by God's Savior.
Ito nga po ay napaka-importanting bagay, dahil kung hindi nyo po tatanggapin na ikaw ay makasalanan, hindi nyo po masusumpungan ang kaligtasan mula sa Diyos.
In Cain's case, God was willing to bring a Savior right to his door so that he could be saved, but Cain would not admit the seriousness of what he did.
Sa kaso po ni Cain, ang Diyos po ay handa na ibigay ang kaligtasan niya sa kanya. Ngunit si Cain po ay nagmatigas at hindi po ito tinanggap.
So this morning, just that consideration then, just to analyze your life, not to confess your sins, but to analyze your life and just say, what have I done that's sin in the sight of God?
At sa araw na nga pong ito, sa umagang ito, ay kahit hindi nyo po ito sabihin, ay inyo po itong isipin or inyo po itong buksan or paisipan ng iyong sarili kung nagkasala nga po, nagkaroon kayo ng kasalanan sa harapan ng Diyos.
Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned.
At sinasabi po sa Romans 3:23 o sa Roma 3:23 na ang lahat po ay nagkasala.
The second passage we read is not focused on us, but it's focused on the Lord Jesus. He has done everything well.
At ang pangalaw po nating binasa ay sa ito po ay nagtutuon, hindi po para sa atin. Ito po ay nagtutuon sa ginawa ng Diyos.
In this story, he shows his tremendous power regardless of what effect sin had caused.
At sa istoryang ito ay pinakita po ng Diyos ang kasagutan o ang epekto ng pagkakasala at kung ano ang kabayaran nito.
It was a man who was deaf and he was dumb. He couldn't talk.
At meron po nga pong isang lalaki na utal at bingi. Hindi po siya makapagsalita.
And this story is left on the pages of Scripture so that we would be made to think about the effects of sin that are spiritual.
At ito po yung sinulat sa Biblia o sa nabasa po natin, dahil ito po yung pinapakita kung ano ang epekto ng kasalanan sa tao.
We may not be deaf physically, and we may be able to speak physically, but spiritually speaking, we have experienced these effects of not hearing God and of not being able to speak properly to God.
Mm-hmm. Hindi nga po tayo utal na masasabi po natin dahil nakakapagsalita tayo or bingi dahil nakakarinig tayo. Ngunit ito po yung tungkol sa ating espiritual na pamumuhay o espiritual na lagay mula sa paningin ng Diyos, na minsan maaaring tayo po ay nagbibingi-bingihan or bingi salita ng Diyos at utal o hindi makapagsalita ng tungkol sa salita ng Diyos.
The Savior really did three things in this man's experience. The first one is he led him away from people.
At ang Panginoon po ay may tatlong ginawa sa lalaking ito. Ang una po ay inilayo siya sa lahat ng mga tao o sa karamihan ng tao na nandoon.
And sometimes it would be good, just for my listeners, sometimes you just be taken away from the distractions of this world and to be alone with the Savior.
At maaaring sa katotohanan nga po, minsan ay sa mga nakikinig ay tayo po ay lumayo or humiwalay sa mga nakakasagabal sa mundo upang marinig natin ang Diyos.
that was what was happening in the story that we just talked about in Genesis chapter 4. Cain was alone with God.
At ito nga rin po'y nangyari sa ating unang nabasa. Nang nung ang Diyos po'y kinausap si Cain, ay si Cain po at ang Diyos lamang ang nag-uusap, nagkausap.
But then the second thing the Lord Jesus did was he put his finger in the man's ears to identify the problem, almost as if he was scooping out an obstruction.
At ang pangalawang ginawa ng Diyos, Panginoong Jesus, ay nung nilagay niya po ang kanyang mga daliri sa tenga ng ng lalaki na maaaring inaalis niya po kung ano man ang nasa nakabalakid dito.
The Bible tells us that faith comes by hearing, and so hearing is very important.
At ang Biblia po sinasabi na ang pananampalataya po ay nanggagaling sa pakikinig ng kanyang salita.
Faith in God does not come by something I do, like being baptized or working or turning over a new leaf, doing the best I can. That does not bring faith.
At ang pananampalataya po sa Diyos ay hindi po nanggagaling sa lahat ng ating mga mabubuting ginawa o sa mga kung ano man ang ginagawa natin na kaaya-ay sa Kanya. Hindi po ito nanggagaling sa ganitong paraan.
So this morning, maybe the Savior is touching someone just, or this evening in the Philippines, maybe he's just touching someone just to hear a word from God.
At maaaring sa umagang ito, ang Diyos po ay hinihipo kayo sa pamamagitan ng salita niya o sa salita ng Diyos.
Then he touched the man's tongue, almost as if he was saying, it's only by the Savior's touch that we can be healed, and we can speak.
At ang pangatlo po ay kanyang hinawakan ang dila ng lalaking iyon na maaaring sinasabi niya na dahil sa paghipo o sa paghawak ng Diyos ay ang taong ito ay gagaling.
That's the second thing he did then where the physical touches. So he led the man aside to a place of no distractions. Then he touches his ear and his tongue.
Yun mga po ang pangalawa ay nung kanyang ang una po ay nung kanyang iniwalayang lalaki at ang pangalawa po ay ang kanya, nung kanya pong hinawakan ng ang tenga at ang dila ng lalaki.
Then he lifted his eyes to heaven and he sighed before he spoke the words of God.
At tumingala po ang Diyos sa langit at siya po ay huminga at nagsalita ng kanyang salita.
Almost as if he was acknowledging with that sigh that heaven has been bothered and offended by sin, but I am here to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. At pinapakita lamang po ng Diyos na ang kasalanan ng taong ito ay nagbabalakid sa lahat ng maaaring gawin ng Diyos mula sa Kanya, para sa Kanya.
And it reminds me that the Savior was going to take care of sin ultimately at Calvary, where He did more than sigh, but He suffered for sin.
At ito po ay nagbibigay o nagpapatunay, nagpapaalala sa ating lahat na meron pong isang maliligtas, magliligtas ng kasalanan ng mundo na kung saan ito po ang ating tagapagligtas na ang Panginoong Hesus na ginawa niya sa krus na siya'y namatay para sa lahat ng kasalanan ng tao.
And then the Savior spoke the commanding word that only the Creator Himself could do.
At nagsalita mga po ang at siya po'y nagsalita ng mga rekomendasyong salita na ang Diyos lamang po ang makakapagbigay o makakapagsalita nito.
And instantly the effects of sin were taken away and this man was saved. He could hear and he could speak instantly.
At At sa mabilis pong panahon ay nawala nga po ang sakit ng lalaking ito. Siya po ay biglang nagsalita at siya po ay nakarinig sa unang pagkakataon.
So again, this morning, it is not what you do. The Savior would ask, and the God's Word would ask, what have you done when it comes to sin?
At sa araw na nga po ito, hindi nga po ang iyong mga ginawa, at hindi nga po ayong mga buting ginawa para sinasabi po na ang iyong kasalanan. Tinatanong po ito ng Diyos, ano ang iyong ginawa?
What we have done has ruined us in sin.
Kung ano nga po ang ginawa natin sa harapan ng Diyos, ay ito po ay, I don't know the ruined teacher, kuya.
Makasisira.
Yun, makasisira. Ang ginawa po natin ang makasisira sa harapan ng Diyos ay kasalanan sa Kanya.
But think about what they said about the Savior himself. He has done all things.
Ngunit isipin nga po natin kung ano ang ginawa ng tagapagligtas. Sinasabi po doon na ginawa niya na lahat ng mabuti ang lahat. Mabuti ang lahat ng kanyang ginawa.
Think of what happened at Calvary when the Lord Jesus finished the work and he declared to heaven, "It is finished." In John 19:31.
At isipin po natin ang lahat ng ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesus sa Kalbaryo. Sinasabi po sa John 19 ay ginawa niya na po lahat, tinapos niya na po ang lahat.
So that is equivalent to this, he has done everything.
At ito po ay pagkakatulad sa ganit, sa binasa po natin na ginawa niya na lahat po para sa tao.
There's nothing left for a sinner to do but to trust what is finished. He has done all things.
Wala nga po tayong magagawa ni isa dahil sa para sa katapusan, dahil ginawa na nga po ng Diyos ang lahat hanggang sa katapusan ng kanyang buhay.
Today, we would encourage you just to rest on what He has done.
At kami po namin po kayong ini-encourage o inaanyayahan na tayo nga po ay mahimlay or magtiwala sa ginawa ng Diyos.
Because it does not only tell us He has done all things, but He has done all things well. He's finished.
Hindi na nga po nila sinasabi na ito'y ginawa niya ng maganda, ng ang lahat. Ngunit sinasabi po na ginawa niya po ang lahat ng mabuti.
So today, I'm not sure in the Philippines whether Valentine's Day is celebrated or not, or in England. But here, there are many husbands and boyfriends, and they're bringing flowers just in the hopes that that special someone will say, he's done it right, he's done it good.
At hindi nga po namin sigurado kung sa Pilipinas po or sa Inglaterra ay sineselebrate niyo po ang Valentine's Day. Ngunit dito po sa Canada, marami nga pong mga asawang lalaki o mga yung mga kasintahan na nagdadala. Ayan po, sineselebrate nga daw po, sabi ni Adrian, na maraming nagdadala na sa kanilang mga asawa ng bulaklak at tsokolate na maaaring sabihin, may mabuting ginawa siya.
Sometimes when husbands bring flowers, apart from Valentine's Day, their special someone says, "What have you done? Why are you bringing me these?"
Minsan nga po kung makikita natin ang isang asawa ay nagdadala ng rosas sa kanyang asawang babae, ay maaaring maisip natin ano kaya ang kanyang ginawa dahil nagbigay siya ng bulaklak na ito.
But on Valentine's Day, when the flowers come, it's just a celebration of love and kindness, And that special someone can say, oh, he's done it all well. He's done it right.
At sa Valentine's Day nga po, sa araw na ito, ay ito po'y nagpapatunay ng pagmamahal. Pagmamahal niya sa kanyang asawa na kung saan gumagawa siya na magdadala, bibili po siya ng mga bulaklak at tsokolate at ibibigay niya at masasabi ng kanyang kabiyak o ng kanyang asawang babae o na may mabuti, na mabuti ang kanyang ginagawa sa araw na ito.
So with these two things, then we're just going to close the meeting. What have you done? We have all sinned, and God wants us to admit that in His presence.
At meron nga po tayong dalawang pagtatuunan ay ang tinatanong po, ano ang iyong ginawa? At sinabi po na ang lahat po ng tao ay nagkasala, ngunit sa harapan ng Diyos po ay meron din siyang mabuting ginawa. O meron siyang mabuting ginawa.
But today, could every one of us just turn and think about what the Lord Jesus Christ did when He suffered for my sins on Calvary's cross and admit with Scripture, with those people that day, He has done everything and He's done it well. He has done all things well.
At ngayon sa pangalawa po nating pinagtuunan ay ang Diyos po ay gumawa ng lahat. Sinasabi po na mabuti ang lahat ng kanyang ginawa at ginawa niya po ito ng mabuti at walang bahid ng kahit anumang pong pagkakamali. Sana sinasabi po na lahat po ng ginawa ng Diyos ay napakabuti at mabuti para sa lahat.
Now we're going to bow and pray. Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus and for what He has done for us. And certainly we would have to say He has done all things well. There's nothing wrong with what He did, but it's more than that. It's completely satisfied the very heart and throne of God. As much as sin had offended God and Cain's sin and Eve's sin and everyone else's sin, all alike offending God against His nature, so much the opposite. The Savior, when He came, He did everything not only to the people's pleasure, but to Thine own pleasure. He pleased Thee. He finished the work, and souls can be saved. And we pray that someone will come to recognize that today. As we look to Thee, giving thanks for Thy kindness, pray for the several and different problems that people are experiencing, and pray for help in it. Some that are lonely today, some that may have health things, we would pray for Thy blessing upon them. And we would just pray for help about the day now as we would go our separate ways. And for some going to bed for the night, we pray for a good rest. As we would look to Thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.